If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Bob Sesco.
Good morning, Stephanie Miller. I'm still picking my jaw up off the floor after the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Good Lord, do you have any idea that the first black president would be followed by the first Nazi president?
No, I did not. Did you see now they've redone the emoticons? It's all the, you know, the presidents, it's all the white heads, the black head, and then it's just a white hood.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, I mean, it's so accurate. That's spot on because, good Lord, I mean, we're outside the strictures of Godwin's law. I mean, it's off the table.
Yeah, no, Godwin himself said, go ahead, please call these mother Nazis again and again.
It's horrifying. I mean, here we are able to call the president a Nazi with reckless abandon, and it's actually accurate. I mean, it's real.
Right. Right. Oh, let's listen to this one together, Bob.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hang on.
You think that what you call the alt-left is the same as neo-Nazis?
All of those people, excuse me, I've condemned neo-Nazis. I've condemned many different groups. But not all of those people were neo-Nazis, believe me. Not all of those people were white supremacists by any stretch. Those people were also there because they wanted to protest the taking down of a statue, Robert E. Lee.
Some of those people, Bob, were just Tiki Torch fans. Some may have mistakenly gone to a garden store looking for a garden gnome and found themselves at a Klan rally. You know how that happens.
Yeah, you know what? If you're hanging out with white supremacists and Nazis and members of the KKK, chances are, no matter what you're wearing or what color hat you're wearing or what you're saying, you're not a good person. These are not good people to be associated with if you consider yourself a good and moral and patriotic American human being.
Yeah.
This is not what good people do. They do not hang out with white supremacists. Donald Trump, on the other hand, the president of the United States, perfectly acceptable and happy to defend these horrible, horrible, horrible human beings where, you know, tens of thousands of American soldiers died fighting these people.
Yeah.
It's staggering to know. He's talking about how there's violence on both sides. Violence on both sides. The one side's responsible for 6 million dead Jews.
Right.
How do you ever begin to top that as an opposition to fascism, as an opposition to Nazi? There's no comparison whatsoever in anyone's rational mind.
Yeah.
However, Donald Trump is not operating with a rational mind.
I mean, Bob, I was saying yesterday, I a lot of people, too, they don't realize white nationalists consider Russia to be, you know,
right,
the remaining white superpower. This is all connected, and it is horrifying that in 2017 we are watching Trump rallies with Russian flags and thank you Russia signs and Nazi regalia and Klan stuff. I mean, what is happening? Are we trying to refight the Civil War and World War II again?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And in a weird confluence of news stories here, the Daily Stormer, a white supremacist website that was knocked off the air by GoDaddy, it's now been replaced by the dailystormer.ru. Which is the Russian domain name handle.
Right. Let's start with the fact that Russia installed this president. And all of these forces have come together. And obviously Russia, knowing how to micro-target, with the Trump campaign's help, how to micro-target these groups. Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's all the misogyny, all the incompetence, all of the treason. Oh, yeah. Plus he's a Nazi appeaser.
Right. Right. And what do we see in Russia? The same thing. Rampant anti, homophobia. You name it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what's happening in Chechnya? It really is. They are like kindred spirits, Putin and Trump. And it is horrifying. And I just can't believe we're going to go one more day without Republicans saying it is time for him to go, Bob.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. And anyone who continues to defend him, I saw Jan Brewer, for example, defending him. He's working his way through the roster of allies and who are rapidly jumping off the Trump boat at this point. That they're the Trump coalition is disintegrating faster than his approval numbers.
Yeah,
it can't be fast enough because as everyone has been saying. We've been talking about this, Stephanie, you've been talking about this for years now, and we've all seen this coming. And that's not to say that we're better or smarter than anyone else. The fact of the matter is, though, that Donald Trump has been projecting this behavior since literally since day one, since the day he announced his presidency. And now we're just seeing the manifestation of all of that. All of the horrendous things that he's ever said are now being said from the, you know, the cloak of power that is the American presidency, which is just absolutely horrifying. I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, there are still many World War II veterans who are still alive. Mm-hmm. There are still Holocaust survivors who are alive today.
Thank you.
I can't even imagine what they're thinking. There are people whose friends and relatives and parents and children were lynched by white supremacists and KKK members in the South and all points throughout the United States. It wasn't just limited to the South.
And by the way, you tweeted regarding this revisionist history that's going on. You said Robert E. Lee wasn't opposed to slavery, lost cause myth, one of many, many pervasive myths about the Civil War. He owned slaves. He was not, I mean, it is amazing how, you know, they think they can just say things now that people will go, oh, really, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I'll give $1,000 to Donald Trump's campaign if he can tell me one thing about Stonewall Jackson outside of Stonewall Jackson's name.
Yeah.
He can't without looking it up, and he never looks anything up because facts and words don't matter to him. And you're exactly right. It's the lost cause myth is what's generating all of this crap that we're witnessing right now. After the Civil War, after Reconstruction, there was an effort to reunify the country by deifying the Southern generals, by putting up statues to them and saying, well, you know what, it was all about states' rights. And these were good people. Robert E. Lee was a good man who opposed secession. He opposed slavery. Well, while he may have opposed secession, he certainly defended it by killing hundreds of thousands of American soldiers.
Right.
At the same time, he was not opposed to slavery either. He was a horrible man. He was a horrible slave owner who routinely would break up families, who would do things such as brining.
I was just going to say, he liked to brine his freshly whipped slaves, which means put salt in their wounds.
Salt water. He would throw salt water in their wounds after they were flogged. He wouldn't personally do it. He would order his hands to go off and do these horrible things.
Yeah.
But, of course, being fully responsible for those actions.
Yeah.
And, you know, these myths have been sprung up in order so that the South can live with itself moving forward as a defeated portion of this nation that rose up in treason against the federal government. And you know, these are things that you can't easily absolve, but, you know, American historians at the time really tried desperately to absolve them in order to move forward as a unified nation. And it's given in what we're dealing with right now, all of the deification of these Southern generals and Southern politicians. And that's what Donald Trump is seeing. He doesn't understand the finer points of history. He doesn't understand words. He just doesn't understand words. It's remarkable that he's reached this point
and
that we've reached this point without summarily ejecting him from office.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you start, I mean, it's just, that's the problem. I think we are so perpetually horrified. It's hard to find another level. You talked about him retweeting this train running over a CNN reporter, right?
Yeah.
He, you know, first he did the thing where, you know, it was him punching somebody that was, you know, the CNN emblem over, I guess, Vince McMahon.
Right.
And this is a CNN reporter being run over by a CNN train a couple of days after somebody was run over and killed by a Nazi, right?
Yeah.
He posted it, then deleted it. And you said the blood of Charlottesville is still fresh, and he tweets this. Jesus, God, impeach this bastard now. I mean,
it's one thing after another. The tennis ball machine once again, Stephanie Miller. I mean, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, I was no sooner finished being outraged by the fact that he was plugging his economic record during his Charlottesville remarks twice.
He insisted that he opened with that, taking credit for Obama's record. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can you imagine Obama standing up before the nation talking about this Sandy Hook massacre?
Yeah, before I talk about Newtown, I'd like to mention how great I'm doing on jobs. It's
By the way, sign up for healthcare.gov. You know, can you imagine that? In the middle of the outrage, you'd still hear the outrage echoing throughout the countryside, even today. Then that was followed by this cartoon that he retweeted, then deleted, with, you know, right on the heels of someone being killed by a vehicle in a terrorist attack, he tweets a cartoon of CNN being hit by a train.
Right, that's what I was just saying, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's the press conference on top of all of those things. You know, we weren't even done being outraged about the first two things. comes along with this horrendous press conference. I mean, one of the most tragic and awful hours of presidential history that is even memorable. I mean, I can't think of another time in which the president of the United States in the modern era has behaved in such a disgraceful and shameful way.
Yeah, I mean, and just such a nasty jerk on top of it all, you know. Yeah. Bob, you are a, what's the word, reader. And maybe you can explain to the kids what's wrong with this. Here we go. Hang on.
Other name. No, George Washington was a slave owner. Was George Washington?
No one knew that.
So will George Washington now lose his status? Are we going to take down? Excuse me. Are we going to take down? Are we going to take down statues to George Washington? How about Thomas Jefferson? What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? You like him? Okay, good. Are we going to take down the statue? Because he was a major slave owner. Now we're going to take down his statue. So you know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture.
Oh,
no,
my God.
No.
Professor Bob, no. Could you explain to the kids?
Excuse me. Excuse me. 16 times.
Yeah. Excuse me while I be a giant hole to you.
Yeah.
I don't want to be rude while I'm being a giant hole.
Right. You know, the difference, let's talk about the very obvious differences between George Washington and someone like Robert E. Lee or Stonewall Jackson or Jefferson Davis. George Washington did not commit treason. He did not rise up with a military to overthrow the United States government.
Wait, Bob, are you saying the Revolutionary War and the Civil War are two entirely different things?
They're two separate things. I don't think Donald Trump understands that they're separate things. I think he believes that Abraham Lincoln was a framer of the Constitution. I believe he thinks that Abraham Lincoln was in Philadelphia for the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Nobody knew.
He's a man who doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the history of a week ago, much less 150 years ago when the Civil War took place.
Don't you love how he said that, like that, his normal technique that no one else knew except for him? You know, did you know George Washington had slaves? Nobody knew that. Yes, everyone knew that, you moron. They didn't, weren't traitors and fight to leave the Union.
Yeah. More and more people are discussing the Founding Fathers these days, I'm told.
You know, George Washington, I'm told, is doing a better and better job. I don't know why you'd want to take his statue down. He'll be very hurt.
George Washington, big fan of the chocolate cake. By the way, sent an armada himself. I'm also sending an armada.
All right, I gotta go, Bob. I need to go. I need to go weep for the state of America.
Me too. Okay.
All right,
we'll
love
weep
you
together.
Okay, bye.